Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3366BN. Today's date is May 30th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Shot Heard Around the World, Precedent Has Been Set, Victory, November 5th. Talk about her health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they have now went ahead and they've shown the world that they don't care about the rule of law. Remember, everything revolves around the 2024 election. Everything revolves around the people taking back this country. Everything revolves around Trump showing the people how the criminal syndicate actually works, how they will stop a political opponent, how they will violate your rights at every level. Remember, this is about fighting for your freedom. This is about taking back the country. This is about exposing the deep state, their criminal syndicate. This is about, in the end, having justice after we take back the country. How do you think we're going to have justice if Trump doesn't set the precedents? This is just the first one. I do believe the immunity one is coming next. Because in the end, he needs the deep state to do everything to him. Actually, if you really look at the charges and you look at what they did, this is exactly what Hillary Clinton did. This is the Steele dossier. This is the exact same thing. Remember, the Clinton campaign paid a foreign spy to write a dossier claiming her opponent was a Russian agent in order to impact the election and his presidency and then classify it as a legal service. Did anyone get charged for this? No, absolutely not. I mean, a case was brought against the Perkins lawyer regarding the Steele dossier, but he got off. Does everyone see the two-tier justice system? Remember, this entire mission, this entire push is to show the people the truth. Think about what Trump had. He had MSDNC, CNN, Fox News, a lot of other fake news outlets saying, wow, we've been listening to this case. There is no case here. Then he was found guilty. Before I forget, there's only one day left to get your freedom gear. Don't miss out. The Freedom Collection is a must-have for celebrating the season in true patriotic style. Plus, we have special gifts waiting for you when you spend $50, $75, and $125. Go to patriotsapparel.shop. That's patriotsapparel.shop or click the link in the description. The country, we the people, must fight for our freedom. And all of these different fake news outlets are sitting there going, I don't understand this. This makes no sense whatsoever. He's showing the people, not just the Republicans, not just the independents, but the Democrats. Now, it doesn't mean that every single person just woke up in this instance. But remember, people wake up at all different times. And that's what this is all about. So we knew that it was going to be this way. Actually, it had to be this way. Actually, it's the shot heard around the world. A former president running for president was just attacked and convicted by his political opponent. And it's the same thing the deep state has done. And they got off. Remember, Trump needed to show the people how they're destroying the country, how they're violating your rights. See, this is about fighting for your freedom. This is the second revolution. And the people must fight for their freedom. Trump can't do this on his own. Yes, he has control of the military. The control of the military made it possible for him to do this. The control of the military made sure the deep state wouldn't do something that would endanger people's lives on a mass scale. So once he took control on November 3rd and finished the job on January 6th, this is when Trump was able to show the people the true criminal syndicate and have the people fight for their freedom. And the only way for people to fight for the freedom, you have to see this. And who are you going to see? Who are you going to watch? You're going to watch Joe Schmo on the corner? No, most people wouldn't watch him. You have to watch the person who's running for president. All eyes are on the president. He is every person in this country. He's showing you, look, if this can happen to me, it is going to happen to you. Do you see it yet? Not yet? Well, I'm going to make you see a lot more. I'm going to make you see it all. And soon, the D's and the rest will not be able to look away. Remember, people wake up at all different stages. Plus, he needs the people to see, look, they just convicted a former president. Is it okay now to go after a former president? Absolutely. How are we going to go after a former president or anyone else in that matter? Don't we have to strip some of these individuals of their immunity? Don't we have to set another precedent? Don't we have to make the D's fight very, very hard to get rid of presidential immunity? And once they do this, it is then complete. It's open season on all of these individuals. Remember, in the end, what does Trump want them to feel? Pain every step of the way. Now, a lot of people say, well, he's not feeling pain now. Trump just got convicted. Oh my God, he's not feeling pain. Of course they are. He got convicted. And you know what's going to happen? His poll numbers are going to go up. More people are going to be on his side. He's going to take away voters from Biden. Now, think about what's going to happen as the deep state reacts to all of this. Yes, they're going to try to push E. Jean Carroll again. Yes, they're going to push immunity. Yes, they're going to think they're winning. But more and more people are going to come to the side of Trump. Think about when the economy crashes. Think about when we approach war. They're reacting to all this because they're not in control. Trump is showing the people they will destroy your lives to cover up their crimes. They will actually bring you this entire world, just like they brought the world a virus just to cheat in the election. They will bring this entire world to a nuclear war just to cover up all of their crimes. They will have death and destruction just to cover up their crimes and to make sure that Trump isn't elected. I do believe that is their next plan. That's where they're moving towards. And I do believe Trump is setting precedents every step of the way, because in the end, when the people say, okay, we can't take it anymore, we're voting for you, we're voting in all the House members that you're endorsing, we're voting in all the senators that you're endorsing, we're taking back this country once and for all, that will send the signal to Trump, and everything will be in place where we can serve justice. Think about it. He set the precedent that you can go after former presidents. You can go after them. They don't, once the immunity's gone, he'll be able to go after all these individuals that don't have their immunity anymore. He's going to turn this all around, and he needs the people to accept it every step of the way. He has to have it done to him first, and then he can do it to them. So to me, this is a gigantic win for the Patriots. We are on track for everything. The people just saw the two-tiered justice system. They couldn't unsee it. Now, I'm not saying it's 100%. Remember, people wake up at all different stages. We started out with the borders. We started with the economy, with inflation. We went to Afghanistan. We saw that take off. We saw Ukraine. Now we're seeing the Middle East. Now we're seeing the fighting with terrorists, and we see who's supporting the terrorists in this country. Now we're seeing China and Taiwan. You're seeing it all. And people are waking up at every single stage. More people just woke up now. And you know what's very interesting? Is that more people are donating to Trump right now. They actually crashed his site. Oh, yeah. The Patriots are losing. No, the Patriots are winning. Winning like we've never seen before. Everything that he's doing, he's thinking 10 steps ahead. He's setting it up so he can bring justice to make it easier. That is what is happening right now. While waking up the people, showing the people you must fight for your freedom. He's doing this all at the same time. This is the second revolution. The people now are fighting for the freedom because remember, this was not about Trump. If they can do this to Trump, they can do it to any person in this country. This goes way beyond party affiliation. This goes way beyond black, white, Hispanic. This shows the people that they are willing to do this to anyone that goes up against them. And when the people do go up against them, they will do this to you. And this is called fighting for your freedom. Remember, these same people call not Trump MAGA extremists. They call everyone MAGA extremists. They call everyone who supports Trump a deplorable. They call everyone losers or clowns. This is what they do. This should tell you everything you need to know. And I do believe Trump, he's on the warpath. Think about it. When Trump has these precedents set and he can go after former presidents, he can go after these politicians because they already set this. And he gets he forces the deep state to remove the immunity. Do the hunters then become the hunted? They absolutely do. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about what happened to Trump and everything else a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the National Archives and Vice President Biden at the time. Lisa May put this out on X and said, John Solomon reports received new documents via their lawsuit versus National Archives that show that Vice President Biden used his unsecured private Gmail account to communicate sensitive information with Hussein, Blinken, and others. Can't wait to see what future productions from this lawsuit produces. Drop 1504. What came out in IG report? James Comey Gmail? They all had them. Reread drops. Private emails. Convicting Hillary Clinton equals convicting themselves. Why did the entire Hussein admin use private emails? Eric Schmidt is the key. He was the head of Google. Now that is very, very interesting. So they all use private emails, and we could see this. Even Fauci is using private emails. They all follow the same exact pattern. And I do believe in the end, this information is going to be coming out. This information is going to haunt them to the very, very end. And they're feeling pain every single day. Why? Because the people are learning. The people are getting it. They're understanding. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more information come out about Obama because I think this is where all this leads to, not just Biden. I do believe Trump, he's on the warpath to get Obama, and to get Obama, immunity needs to be removed. And I do believe he's going to try to get the D's to go all out to remove presidential immunity, just like he went all out to have them fight for his tax returns. They went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they fought and they fought and they fought and they found nothing. Remember when Trump said, Pence, you must return the results back to the legislators, and he kept going on and on and on about it. So what did the D's do? Holy crap. Wait a minute. We can't never allow this to happen again. We're going to change the law. Even though we said that the vice president really can't do that, we're going to change the law. And that's what they did. They changed the law. Now, Kamala Harris, when Trump wins, she can't send it back. He's thinking way, way ahead. This all revolves around the 2024 election. And this is why Trump needed to show the people the open borders. This is why the people needed to see the truth on what they really had planned here. Remember, this was the 16-year plan to infiltrate the country from within. And the only way to show the people the truth about the 16-year plan, you got to show them. You just can't tell people about it. You just won't believe. If Trump told you, hey, by the way, there's a two-tier justice system, anyone believe it? No. You know how many people believe it now? Many. So when you look at the border, you could see that it is destroying the cities where these sanctuary cities have been set up, and we have the illegals coming in. New York City hotel rates, they reached a record high as city fills rooms with illegal immigrants. And it looks like hotel rooms are over 300 per night right now. And it's getting worse and worse. And the people, well, they're starting to complain. And you know what's very interesting? The deep state players, they want to take our weapons away. And they've been trying to take the weapons away from the people for a very, very long time. Because their real plan was to have their foot soldiers actually have the weapons. And what's very interesting is that the Border Patrol agents, they seized two backpacks filled with 65 handguns, 65 pistol magazines, two rifles, a silencer, two rifle magazines near the U.S.-Canadian border. And the suspect fled back into Canada. So what are they bringing in here? They're bringing in guns. How many more of these weapons came into the country? They're not coming in legally. They're coming in illegally, which means they're going to go to the black market. Who are they going to be distributed to? Think about it for a second. Why would this be happening? Because from the very, very beginning with the 16-year plan, they needed to disarm the American people. Because if you're going to have an infiltration and you're going to have a war with inside the country, you can't have hundreds of millions of people fighting back with their weapons. It wouldn't work. So what you got to do is you got to disarm the people and arm your foot soldiers. But this is not working right now. And they've tried everything. And Biden's out there calling for an assault weapons ban again. This is just not going to work. Every time someone says this, or they see some type of shooting, or they see the illegals committing crimes and doing other things, you know what people do? They purchase more and more weapons. So this completely backfires on them every single time, just like their propaganda is continually backfiring on them. And we've seen the same propaganda during war, when there was the Syria war, when they said, oh, look, Assad is gassing his own people. No, it was the deep state gassing the people in Syria. Same thing with Ukraine. Oh, you're hitting the civilians in a supermarket. No, that's where you set up shop. Oh, in Gaza, you destroyed our hospital. Oh, wait, the missile was actually fired by Hamas. It fell out of the sky in front of the hospital, and the hospital's still there. The same thing's happening with the Hamas compound and the people that were killed there. Because now, as the evidence pours out, it seems that the Hamas terrorists, they told a lie again. Remember, they're terrorists. Why would they report the truth? They wouldn't. OSINT Defender put this out and said, CNN defense analysts have now determined that the Israeli airstrike on May 26 against Hamas compound in western Rafah, which was believed to have possibly caused an explosion and fire, which resulted in the death of between 35 to 45 Palestinian refugees, could not have been completely caused by the Israeli airstrike due to the size of the explosion. Shrapnel and parts, which were discovered in the rubble of the Hamas compound, which was roughly 200 meters from the UNRWA refugee camp, suggest that the strike was carried out using two GBU-39 small diameter bomb with 250-pound warheads. These bombs would have not been nearly powerful enough to have caused the explosion at the camp, nor would they had been large enough to cause any kind of splash damage to the camp, which again was over a kilometer from the strike location. This analysis suggests that what Israeli defense officials have so far suggested is likely true, which is that the Hamas munitions, which were hidden roughly halfway between the compound and the camp, were detonated by shrapnel from the airstrike, causing the explosion of multiple fuel tanks at the refugee camp and eventual fire. Why would they put their munitions warehouse next to the refugee camp? Does that make any sense? Unless you're hoping that something happens and it explodes and they can blame it on Israel. Just like Ukraine did it, they blamed it on Russia. Just like the deep state with ISIS, because remember back then Obama was controlling ISIS, when anything would happen, like a gas attack, They would blame it on Assad. He's gassing his own people. But again, it was all set up to look that way. And it was actually the deep state and the Islamic State, which was controlled by Obama. They were actually gassing the people. So again, you could see it's the same exact playbook that's used over and over and over. And it's not working anymore because the people, they know the truth. Just like the people know the truth about COVID right now. And they realize what the WHO is trying to do and what the deep state is trying to push the WHO to do, where they're trying to take over everything, where they can call the shots if there is a pandemic. FX Hedge put this out on X and said, 24 GOP governors warned Biden against unconstitutional WHO pandemic treat agreement. As Joe Biden considers adopting a global health agreement that would turn the power of the federal government over to leaders of a world government, dozens of governors have put him on notice that they stand united in opposition to handing over America's national sovereignty. Nearly every Republican governor in the country has signed a letter asking Biden to reconsider adopting a forthcoming accord enhancing the power of the World Health Organization before, during, and after global health crisis. Negotiators are working around the clock to hammer out a final version of the WHO pandemic agreement, not treaty, agreement, before the World Health Assembly meets on Monday. So right now, we could see that the deep state players, they want to give the control to the WHO, and most likely Biden's going to do it. And what are people going to have to do? They're going to have to fight for their freedom. Just like during COVID, those people that resisted the mask, those people that resisted 6 feet apart, those people that resisted the bioweapon, those people fought for their freedom. The people are going to have to rise up again and fight for their freedom. The states are already starting to do this. But Trump, he vows that he will rip up, throw away the WHO pandemic agreement. And remember, it's not a treaty, it's an agreement, which means Biden doesn't need the Senate. And Trump says it's gone. I do believe Trump is going to defund the WHO once again. And the people now, they see it. They see Trump on one side saying we're not giving away our sovereignty, we're ripping that up. And they see Biden doing what? Giving away our sovereignty. Everyone can see it now. Remember, when Biden came back into office, what did he do? He fully funded the WHO. Remember what Trump did? He defunded the WHO. Everyone's seeing the difference? It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And now we see that the House committee, they demand Fauci cough up info from his personal devices. Why? Because they're using other email systems to bypass the government email system so that it can't be tracked. Biden did this. Barack Obama did this. Hillary Clinton did this. Didn't she have a server in her house that she pretty much destroyed? They all do the same thing. It's part of the criminal syndicate. Let's talk about protecting our health. On April 23rd, media outlets began to flood headlines with the latest avian flu development. The FDA said it had detected viral particles of H5N1 avian influenza in milk purchased at grocery stores. While the FDA cautioned that they believe the milk is still safe to drink, others are sounding the alarm. According to news reports, Dr. Eric Topol, founder of Scripps Research Translation Institute, said the finding of viral particles of milk on grocery store shelves means the outbreak is probably more widespread than we know. The dissemination to cows is far greater than we have been led to believe. The FDA assurance that the dairy supply is safe is nice, but it's not based on extensive assessment yet, which they acknowledge. The chief medical board of the wellness company has been closely watching the avian flu H5N1 outbreak in the United States for the last couple of weeks here. And while it is far from certain that most recent strands of bird flu will result in a pandemic, we know that the medical tyrants are never going to be done with us. And with scientists still saying that this bird flu strain could be 100 times worse than COVID, and knowing it's an election year, Americans understand that now, more than ever, we need to be prepared. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but we got you covered. Keep listening. The only of its kind, this prescription contagion emergency kit from the wellness company provides you with carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, so you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, the wellness company's Contagion Emergency Kit is a must-have. Every American should have at least one of these kits in their homes. Avoid the chaos, wait times, and price of the hospital and have exactly what you need for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. So go to twc.health/x22 and grab your Contagion Emergency Kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code X22, which saves you $30 at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. You want to do something? You want to talk to each other? Well, you don't do it with the government email. You do it with a separate email that they can't track. But now we're starting to see all of it. It's getting harder and harder for the deep state players. And we could see that they're not on the winning side anymore, because with everything that they're doing, everything is backfiring. Just like putting men on girls' sports. You think the country's going along with this? No. You see pushback all over the place, just like when they were trying to push CRT and DEI. It's not working anymore. And it looks like New York City Democrats, they're calling for a school advisory board to rescind resolution to ban transgender student athletes. And this is not going to work at all. They are on the wrong side of this. So what does the Biden administration do? Well, the U.S. Department of Labor announced a holiday called Menstrual Hygiene Day, a day that is aimed at creating a period-friendly world for menstruators. So I guess they're really talking about the women who become men and they're still menstruating. So they're making this whole holiday up for them. Think about this. But Brianna Lyman put this out in X and said, insulting that I'm reduced to being a menstruator rather than simply a woman because a handful of mentally ill women want to be called men, but still get their periods. Think about it for a second. That's exactly what they're doing. Actually, they're showing you how much they hate women. I do believe they want to bring women back to the Stone Ages, where they don't have rights. They were sex slaves. Wait, isn't that what they do today with their human trafficking, women trafficking, child trafficking? Isn't this what they do? Don't they make sex slaves today? That's exactly what they want. And you can see they keep pushing this over and over and over. And you have to remember that these individuals who are mentally ill, they use them for Antifa. They use them for the foot soldiers. They use them for everything. But what's very interesting, and this is coming out of California, a Democrat California state senator, Susan Eggman, says she's done with the Democratic Party protecting violent criminals who abuse children. So that is very interesting. Take a listen to what she says here.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I'd like to say, as a progressive, proud member of this body for the last 12 years, I'm done. I'm done with us protecting people who would buy and abuse our children. I'm done. I don't want to send more black and brown men to prison. I don't want more people in prison, but I don't want people buying girls. I don't want people buying little girls anymore. And I'm tired of saying it's okay and that we have to protect the men who do it. As a mental health professional and as a social worker, I can tell you I've spent my entire career working with people who have been wounded. I'm not going to say beyond repair, but they have been wounded to their core by the abuse that's been heaped on them, oftentimes by those that they love and look to protect them. And if their parents won't do it, then by God, we should. Again, I am not arguing that we open the gates to flood our prisons with people, but I am arguing that we have a moral responsibility to say enough, enough. We have given away enough on this area, and we've got to move back into the center or we all look like fools and laughing stocks. And what do we stand for? I ask all of you to watch the documentary that Senator Grove was in, Senator from Kern County was just in, that talked about this very place in Sacramento where girls are being bought and sold. Men are being given a slap in the hand or a couple days, and then they're back out again and they do the same thing. They get caught over and over and over again, and somehow that's okay. It's not okay. It is not okay anymore, and no more on my watch. And like I said, I'm leaving, but the rest of you who are going to be here for a while, let's get our stuff together and really start focusing on some of the important things. We talk about learning and we talk about being safe. This is like at the core of it. And a lot of these kids can't be throwaway kids. They're poor kids. They're kids of color. but they shouldn't have to live a life determined by what happens to them by others at a very young age, and by have the Democratic Party of California say it's okay. It's not okay. And I'm not doing it anymore, and I hope none of you do too. We have to be able to draw a line, and for me, I'm drawing a line. I urge your I vote.
Now, what's very interesting about this, I know she's pissed off and angry, but why is she leaving? Shouldn't she stay there and then fight to protect the children? If you're going to say something like this, I do believe then you should fight. Fight for what you believe in. I mean, you were there all these years, what, 12 years? And you went along with it. Now, all of a sudden, you're quitting and you're not going along with this. No, you stay there and you push back. You push back against all these people until you can't do it anymore. That's how you fight back. You don't quit. But again, these are quitters. That's what normally happens. Hopefully, we'll find a few brave D's. Well, they'll probably switch over to be Republican. But again, in the end, we're going to see a lot of people. They're going to start to wake up, and the people are going to start to see what's really going on. And you can see that these people are definitely waking up. They're starting to realize it. And more people are going to do this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like the deep state players, they're getting prepared and ready for war. How do we know this? Well, you can see that all the D's are all on the same page. They all do the same thing. If you look at Chicago, if you look at New York, if you look at LA and all the other cities, what are they doing? They're releasing the criminals. Why would you release the criminals? Why would they all be doing it? Because they want their foot soldiers on the streets. Libs of TikTok put this out on X and said, Boston Mayor Wu Train said she would support a policy that refuses to prosecute the following crimes: shoplifting, larceny, disorderly conduct, receiving stolen property, driving with a suspended license, breaking and entering with property damage, wanton and malicious destruction of property, threats, minor in possession of alcohol, marijuana possession, possession with intent to distribute, non-marijuana drug possession. Democrats want to protect criminals and put Americans in danger. Yes, the election is coming, and what they're really saying is we need the criminals on the streets. We need them to create chaos. We need them to go after the Americans. We need our foot soldiers, and that is why they're doing this. And it looks like Khamenei out in Iran, he's actually sending a message to Antifa and all those people that are rioting here, which means they're going to actually push this to the extreme. This is what Khamenei put out on X. Dear university students in the United States of America, you are standing on the right side of history. You have now formed a branch of the resistance front and have begun an honorable struggle in the face of your government's ruthless pressure, which openly supports Zionists. So right there, you can see they have just given the signal to all the illegals who are Muslim that are in this country, to Antifa and everyone else, that we're prepared and ready to take this to the next step. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, Donald Trump had a travel ban on Iran. Joe Biden canceled it on the first day. And now Joe Biden is letting pro-Hamas foreign student extremists parade around on our universities while he funnels cash to the Iranian regime. Yeah, that's exactly what is happening. And you could see that they're getting prepared and ready for chaos. Because think about where we're headed. We're heading to the presidential election. They're trying everything to stop Trump. Trump is never, ever going to stop. He's not going to bow out. The people aren't going to say, hey, you know what? Oh, wait, you're a convicted felon. We're not going to vote for you. Everyone knows this was a show trial. Everyone realizes that there was no crime. Actually, they can't even tell you what the charges are, which is a violation of the Sixth Amendment. And you can see that the deep state players, they don't follow the rule of law. You can see it with Trump's trial, and you can see it with Merrick Garland. Robert put this out on X and said, Merrick Garland is now unilaterally deciding to ignore congressional subpoenas while others like Peter Navarro sit in prison. Isn't that interesting? Shouldn't Merrick Garland now go to prison? Isn't he in contempt? Shouldn't he go? Absolutely. That's what should happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what happened with the Mar-a-Lago raid. We can see that they were going to use deadly force. They didn't contact anyone before the raid happened. They contacted Trump's lawyers when they were in the process of the raid. And we come to find out something else that they did. Julie Kelly explains. In 2021, the DOJ made new policy change requiring their officers to wear body cams. This includes FBI agents. In 2022, Biden signed an executive order requiring all federal officers to wear BWC, during execution of warrant or arrest. There is no indication 30-plus agents who raided Mal wore body cameras. Perhaps that is why FBI instructed them to wear plain clothes with no identifying logo and to conceal their credentials. I'm sure it's just standard operating procedures. No, it wasn't. We know exactly what they did. And if they were there and they were from the FBI, they should have had body cameras on them. They did it on purpose. Remember, this is the criminal syndicate. You're watching them. You're seeing them. The people are starting to get it. They're starting to understand what's going on. And this is why the deep state players, this is why they're going after the justices, because they need to stop Trump. And everything that they've tried is not working. And they really want his immunity gone, his presidential immunity. And they're going after the justices right now. Remember, they set up a task force. And Hank Johnson, you know, that's the guy that said, if we put too much equipment on Guam, it's going to tip over. And you can see that they're going to be going after each justice. I think what they're doing is they're trying to find out who is the weakest. And they're testing the waters right now. First, they did it with Alito. Alito said, I'm not recusing myself. Now we have Amy Coney Barrett's. She's under attack. And they're reporting that her husband has a new client and it's disturbing. You mean a lawyer has a client? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. So it does look like they're testing the waters. And it means they're going to move to the next level. And actually, Jamie Raskin explains how they're going to do this. And he put this in a New York Times op-ed, which means he's telling everyone, that's what the deep state does, he's telling everyone before they go ahead and they do this. So basically what he's going to do, he argued that Garland, in conjunction with the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, and appointed special counsel and Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger, the DOJ official tasked with making arguments before the Supreme Court, can petition the other seven justices to require Justice Alito and Thomas to recuse themselves, not as a matter of grace, but as a matter of law. The Justice Department and Attorney General Merrick Garland can invoke two powerful textual authorities for this motion. The first one is the Special Due Process Clause, and then the other one is the federal statute mandating judicial disqualification for questionable impartiality. So they're going to go full force using the DOJ, and they're going to force the justices to recuse themselves. So let's say they have a task force, and now they're going to have the DOJ go after the justices, both at the same time. So one is going to find dirt. The other one is going to use that dirt and say, you must recuse yourself. That's pretty much what they're trying to do here. So you can see they're going all out because, again, they know with the way the Supreme Court is right now, they will not be able to remove the presidential immunity from Trump. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want the deep state players to fight for this. Because remember, as they continually fight for the tax returns, as they continually fight for changing the law where the vice president can send the results back to the legislature, as they keep fighting it, they are doing this to themselves. And I do believe Trump, as he continually says, you can't take away presidential immunity, he wants them to do this. And I do believe this will be the other precedent that he's going to need to go after these people in full force. Can he still go after these people? Yes. They overthrew the United States government. But I think he wants to show people how treasonous they really are and what they actually have done in the past to this country. So what's very interesting about all this is that we had senators. They wanted to speak to Chief Justice Roberts. And remember, Chief Justice Roberts, back in the day, he said no to the Affordable Care Act. He said it was unconstitutional. And one day he just changed his mind and he left for like 2 weeks. Now, does that mean he is still corrupt or is he just following along right now? Now, of course, when the senators want to talk to you, you don't have to talk to them. And it would look kind of strange if Chief Justice Roberts actually went to speak to them because people would say, OK, why is he doing this? Why is he going to speak to the Democratic senators? It makes no sense. So he wrote a letter to them saying that I must respectfully decline your request for a meeting. As noted in my letter to Chairman Durbin last April, apart from the ceremonial events, Only on rare occasions in our nation's history has a sitting chief justice met with his legislators, even in a public setting. So he rejected this and said, absolutely not, which I do believe the next step is where the deep state players go after the justices. They have the task force. They're going to use the DOJ. They're going to use these combined to try to get any of these individuals to accuse themselves. And of course, they're the conservative justices. They're not going to have Sotomayor or Kenji Jackson Brown recuse themselves. They're going to have those individuals that are on Trump's side. And they're going to try very, very hard. Now, do I think that this is most likely going to happen? I think they're going to push so hard where you'll have one of them recuse themselves. But I do believe Trump with the Patriots, they probably want this to happen because they want the immunity removed. But again, we'll have to see how this plays out. Now, if Biden decides to remove the presidential immunity from Trump, what does this mean? It means that it's fair game for the deep state players. Stephen Miller, a former senior advisor to Trump White House, suggests that if they say there's no immunity for official acts, the moment Joe Biden leaves office, every single red city, red state, DA in the country can charge him for financial crimes related to illegal student loan bailouts, war crimes related to deaths of service members overseas, human trafficking, human smuggling, and by the way, more election interference than you can even count. He even says this, the hunters are becoming the hunted. Can then Trump go after other presidents? Not just him. Can other DAs? Can other attorney generals? Can the military? I do believe so. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. Now, we know that Trump, he was convicted. I think everyone realized that, yes, it was a rigged trial. Yes, the judge was corrupt. And it had to be this way. Everyone had to see this happen. You had to see the two-tier justice system. And you had to see Biden go after Trump and attack his political opponent. Everyone needed to see this. Jonathan Turley put this out and said, the prosecutors do not oppose the date. Merchant set July 11th for sentencing. Probation interview will be set for Trump. All motions must be filed by June 13th. Hearing is over, but Merchant is asking about bail status. He was informed that there is no bail. They are leaving. But think about what Trump did. He set everything up so he can bring this to the appeals court because everything that they have done is completely unconstitutional. The way they gave the instructions, actually, they didn't even give the instructions to the jury, but the way they handled the entire case, it is completely unconstitutional. So in the end, I do believe this is all going to be reversed. But again, this was to show the people. And who is he? He is us. That is who Trump is right now. He is all of us. So basically, what just happened, they convicted us. And there was no crime. We don't even know what the charges are. But let's put this into perspective. Western Lensman put this out and said, illegally funded dangerous research in a hostile nation, covered it up, lied to Congress, millions dead, zero charges. That's Fauci. Bookkeeping issue with no underlying crime. Guilty of 34 felonies. Think about it for a second. But I do believe this will be overturned, but you have to remember what's going to happen. The deep state players, Biden, they're going to be using this in their campaign. This is going to backfire, just like when Biden comes out with all the lies with Trump. Oh, very fine people. Drink bleach. Nobody believes this anymore. And when he says, oh, Trump is a threat to democracy, he's a felon, do you really want? No one is going to believe this. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Joe Biden is so confident with his 81 million votes that he's resorted to trying to imprison his chief political rival for 700 years, tank his business, liquidate his buildings, and raid his home, which is only slightly worse than Hillary Clinton's campaign, paying foreign spies millions to invent a P-tape Russian agent fiction that resulted in the impeachment of a U.S. president. These people are savages. And think about it. Hillary Clinton did the same exact thing, but she really did it. Trump didn't. And I think this is what Trump is showing you. She got off, and They actually convicted Trump. Stephen Miller put this out on X and said, Hillary flagrantly violated campaign finance law and many others with the Steele dossier. But Trump is on trial for rigorously complying with the federal campaign finance law. Biden and Democrats are setting fire to our entire democracy in their ruthless pursuit of power. And that's exactly what Hillary Clinton did. She actually did this. She paid a foreign spy to write a dossier claiming her opponent was a Russian agent in order to impact the election. Is she in jail? Is she convicted? Does everyone see the two-tier justice system? I mean, they did bring a case against the Perkins lawyer regarding the Steele dossier. Oh, right. He's in jail. Oh, wait. He's not in jail either. Wow. That is the two-tier justice system. This is what Trump just showed everyone. Now the people can see it. Everything they're doing to Trump, they have already committed these crimes. The Russian collusion, the election interference, rigging the elections, you name it. This is what these people have done, overthrowing United States government. So he set the precedent. And when it's time to go after the real criminals, the people have already experienced this. He could do exactly what they did to him. He could do it to them now. And when everyone's looking at this, everyone thinks, oh, it's Trump that is on trial. No. Remember, the people of this country, they are the jurors. This is the court of public opinion. The deep state is on trial right now. Actually, Trump confirms this. He puts this out on Truth. It's from Stephen Miller. It says, even though it is Donald Trump on trial, it is Joe Biden and the Democrat communist prosecutors who are facing the judgment of history and who will incur the wrath of the American voter. And he's absolutely right. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, my civil rights have been totally violated with this highly political, unconstitutional, and election interfering witch hunt. Our failing nation is being laughed at all over the world. And it truly is. And Trump is going to appeal. It doesn't mean he's going to, listen, he might be in house arrest, but he's not going to spend 100 years behind bars while he waits for his appeal. I do believe they'll probably put him under house arrest or something like that, but the impact will be there. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Trump poses behind the bars, you know, the jail cell, and actually sells shirts and mugs and things like that. But Paul Sperry put this out and said, sorry to dash Trump haters' orange jumpsuit fantasies, but Trump won't be taking it to custody or go to Rikers, even if he slapped with a prison term. He'll be free on bail pending appeal. Sentencing won't be enforced until all New York appeals are exhausted, well past the election. So this is about showing the people the two-tier justice system, showing that they will convict anyone that gets in their way. And I do believe Trump is going to turn the tables on them once we have the election. This is why Trump is letting everyone know, this is our final battle. You need to see it all. This is it. You're fighting for your freedom. This is the second revolution. Fight, fight, fight. So when you see this happen, don't get pissed off. He's setting it all up. He's making sure people see it. He's exposing it all. He's going to turn this around because everything that he sets up, the hunters are going to become the hunted. And the people will be behind him. They will say, go, go get him. The attorney generals, go get him. Military, go get him. Go get these treasonous people. The people will be with him. And you could see that what's happening now is Biden, he's in trouble. The D's, they realize everything that he's doing, trying to get rid of Trump, it's not working. It's failing. Trump is growing in the polls. Like we said before, his site where he accepts donations, that went offline because there were too many people giving donations. And they need to get rid of Biden right now because he's a liability. And what's very interesting is that Biden said something very interesting, and Johnny Maga put this out and said, Biden is just casually talking about Kamala Harris as DEI hire. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are literally the core strengths of America, Biden says. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It starts at the top with the vice president. So wait a minute. Kamala Harris is a DEI hire? Now it all makes sense. Now we know why she can't do anything. Ah, it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that, and this is coming from Paul Sperry, Hunter Biden's baby mama will drop a bombshell book in the heat of the presidential campaign. August 20th. That promises to expose the inner workings of the Rosemont Seneca, which Hunter used to facilitate his international influence peddling schemes. Now, this is very interesting. I wonder who timed this. I mean, really think about it. If they're trying to get rid of Biden, who would be doing this? They're putting pressure on him like we've never seen before. And when the people see Biden's rallies, the people understand that no wooden swarm. And this is what the deep state is panicking about, because he had a rally at Pennsylvania. There was nobody in the gymnasium. He couldn't even fill it, not even halfway. It was absolutely unbelievable. Trump War Room put this out and said, when President Trump goes to Pennsylvania, thousands of people show up. Today, crooked Joe Biden went to Pennsylvania and couldn't fill half of a gymnasium. Then Trump put this out and said, only the 39 kids that had to be there showed up. Now, that's very interesting that he said 39. Because if we go back to post 39, this is November 2nd, 2017, it says, would it blow your mind if I told you Barack Obama has been to North Korea and perhaps there now? Why did his administration do little to slow their nuclear missile capabilities? Who feeds North Korea with strategic intel? Iran. What deal was done with Iran under Barack Obama? Why was the deal sealed under a top secret classification? Why wasn't Congress notified? Why, after Barack Obama left office, all of a sudden North Korea has nukes and the tech to miniaturize for payload delivery within the U.S.? What about NSA, CIA, DI, etc., all confirming tech won't be in place for 5+ years? Statement made in 2016. That's very interesting. Why is this all relevant and what does it tell you? Big picture is rare. So they were planning to use this with Trump to bring us to war. That's what Obama was planning to do. And it said it in his classified documents. Actually, Trump confirmed when he was being interviewed by Tim Pool that we were headed into nuclear war if Hillary Clinton won. So he was going to use this on Trump, where Trump was going to have a war that he was going to have to deal with. But Trump countered all of this and went to North Korea. And what did he do? He had peace with Kim Jong-un. So now he turned the tables, and now North Korea is firing the missiles during the president's administration. But when we look at 39 kids, it says 39 and then kids. So if we search for kids, we come up with post 10, and this one's very interesting. It says, remember the FBI and military intelligence have an open investigation into the Clinton Foundation? Why did Comey drop this? Who was the FBI director during the Haiti crisis? How many kids disappeared? How much money sent to Clinton Foundation under disguise of Haiti relief went to Haiti? What countries donated big money to Clinton Foundation and why? How much was owed by accepting? When she lost, how would this be repaid? What did Obama do with the cash just prior to leaving office? Repayment to those who donated for favors, access. Again, good people were forced into bed with this evil under personal and family threats. Could you live with yourself helping to cover up such evil, despicable acts if given a safe way out? These people worship Satan. Some openly show it. And I think we're all seeing that today. So that's very interesting. We're going to be finding out a little bit more about Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the kids in Haiti. I do believe we're heading in that direction. Now, as the presidential election approaches, we know that they're going to have to try to control the narrative. And we know that they're going to try to control the internet. They're going to have a communication blackout. They're going to try everything they can possibly do. And what's very interesting is that this is coming out of the Daily Mail. The U.S. is hit by radio blackouts caused by powerful solar storms. And the NOAA predicts more disruptions are on the way. NOAA also reported the interference could be impacting radar, GPS, satellite communications. And the agency had predicted a 60% chance of radio blackouts, which is expected to linger into the weekend. So they're already starting to set up the narrative that there could be communication blackouts. And they're talking about a radio blackout because of the sunspots and the release of these powerful streams of energy particles towards the Earth. And I do believe they're going to continue to use this. And they're going to use many different things to build the narrative, cyber attack, solar storms, you name it. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know they're heading down this path, and they're going to try to delay and control the flow of information in the end. But in the end, it's going to fail because the people are going to be awake. People are going to think logically. And remember, they don't control the country. Trump controls the country with the military. With that, Trump still needs the people to vote for him, and he needs a fair election. He needs the people to have their voice heard. And the only way to do that is through a transparent election with paper and with only American citizens voting. And I do believe he set this up to make sure that this happens. And with everything that we're seeing, everything that's being done, he is becoming more and more powerful because the people are looking at this and they're siding with him. And this is why he put this out on Truth. Victory on November 5th. Save America. And we will have a victory. Yes, we're going to go through some bumps. Yes, it's going to be scary. But in the end, we will have a victory. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.